وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And recall when we said to the angels, prostrate yourselves before Adam. All of them fell prostrate except Iblis. He was of the jinn, and so disobeyed the command of his Lord. Will you then take him and his progeny as your guardians rather than me, although they are your open enemies? What an evil substitute are these wrongdoers taking? And recall when we said to the angels, prostrate yourselves before Adam. All of them fell prostrate except Iblis. This is an allusion to the story of Adam and Satan. The purpose of alluding to it in the present context is to draw man's attention to a folly that he is wont to commit. That Satan is man's sworn enemy is well known, and yet man tends to turn away from God, who is clement and compassionate. Man also turns away from the prophets, who are his sincere well-wishers. Ironically enough, after turning away from God and his prophets, man falls into the trap of his eternal enemy, Satan, who has always been consumed with envy of man. He was of the jinn, and so disobeyed the command of his Lord. This means that Satan did not belong to the species of angels. Instead, he was a jinn. Accordingly, it was possible for him to disobey God's command. The Quran categorically states that the nature of angels is so constituted that they can only obey God. They do not disobey Allah and do what they are bidden. Al-Tahrim 66:6. Likewise, the angels are elsewhere described in the Quran, as never do they behave in arrogant defiance. They hold their Lord, who is above them, in fear, and do as they are bidden. Al-Nahl 16:49-50. In contrast to angels, the jinn, like human beings, are invested with free will. They are not inherently obedient. Instead, they have the freedom to choose between belief and unbelief, between obedience and disobedience. This is the point which is spelled out clearly here, that since Iblis, Satan, was a jinn, it was possible for him to choose disobedience and transgression. This clarification should put an end to the common misconceptions that Satan was an angel. Here, another question naturally arises. If Satan was not an angel, why does the Quran state, and when we ordered the angels, prostrate yourselves before Adam, all of them fell prostrate except Iblis? Al-Baqarah 2:34. It must be appreciated that the command to the angels to prostrate themselves before Adam also signified that all other earthly creatures which lived in the jurisdiction of the angels should also acknowledge their subservience to man. And indeed, all creatures did actually prostrate themselves before man along with the angels. Iblis, however, refused to go along with the rest of the creatures in carrying out the order to prostrate. For the meaning of the word Iblis, see Al-Mu'minun 23, note 73.
مَا أَشْهَدْتُهُمْ خَلْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا خَلْقَ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَمَا كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذَ الْمُضِلِّينَ عَضُدًا.
I did not call them to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor in their own creation. I do not seek the aid of those who lead people astray. I did not call them to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor in their own creation. The verse puts a straight question to man. What right do the Satans have to be obeyed and served by men? For far from having any share in the creation of the heavens and the earth, they were themselves created by God.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُم مَّوْبِقًا.
What will such people do on the day when the Lord will say, Now call upon all those whom you believe to be my partners. Thereupon they will call upon them, but they will not respond to their call, and we shall make them a common pit of doom.
What will such people do on the day when the Lord will say, Now call upon all those whom you believe to be my partners?
This is a recurring Quranic theme, that to follow someone's command and guidance other than God's amounts to associating others with God in His divinity. It is irrelevant whether one verbally brands such a being as a partner in God's divinity or not. Even if a person curses someone while following his commands in disregard of God's, he is guilty of associating him with God in his divinity. This point is best illustrated with reference to Satan's. As we know, everyone curses Satan's, but at the same time follows them. The Quran therefore charges people with associating Satan's with God in his divinity. This form of polytheism is not related to belief, it is rather linked with action. The Quran nevertheless denounces it as a form of polytheism.
Thereupon they will call upon them, but they will not respond to their call, and we shall make them a common pit of doom.
Commentators on the Quran have given two different interpretations of this verse. One of these is reflected in our translation of the text above. The second interpretation is that God will cause enmity among them, that is, the friendship which they enjoyed among themselves during this worldly life will change into severe enmity in the hereafter.
And the guilty shall behold the fire, and know that they are bound to fall into it, and will find no escape from it.